In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday today, the 22nd of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Here with a statement of fact on day 32 of the government of the United States being not entirely open for business. The longer this thing goes on, the worse it is for the economy, the worse it is for businesses that rely on those unpaid government workers, and the worse it is for those workers, many of whom are being forced to seek leniency from their creditors and have turned to food banks. Kraft Foods, in point of fact, took out a full-page ad in the Washington Post over the weekend. It hopes for an end to the shutdown, of course. And, oh, by the way, it called attention to a grocery store with free food for federal workers that had just opened in D.C. Really, it's Exhibit A of the challenge a lot of brands are facing right now, marketing themselves in the middle of this shutdown. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams starts us off in Washington.
Here in D.C., there are shutdown specials everywhere. Discounts for federal workers at bars and restaurants, cash giveaways on the radio to help people pay their bills. And watching TV this weekend?
The Hyundai Elantra and Sonata.
What seemed to be a typical car ad had a shutdown offer tacked on the end. A $500 rebate for affected federal workers.
So you'll see local advertisers modifying existing advertising to speak directly to audiences that could be affected by the shutdown.
Jason D'Amata is an analyst with media consulting firm TV Rev. He says certain industries view the shutdown as an opportunity.
You're seeing these debt collection and, you know, short-term loan, and you're seeing TV advertising targeting people who might be cash-strapped, really focused in on local areas.
Especially local areas with lots of government workers. But big brands, household names, have to be cautious, says Joseph Watson Jr., a public affairs professor at the University of Georgia. With the shutdown so politically fraught, a stalemate between Democrats and Republicans,
you have to be careful that you structure messaging in a way that doesn't appear to be politically aligned with either of those factions.
At the same time,
you look at it as kind of a good opportunity there to brand yourself favorably as kind of a white knight who's helping the beleaguered federal employees.
And while everyone waits on Washington to come up with a deal, businesses have to find a way to strike the right marketing balance. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.